This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis has made official the results from November's election. That means 8 statewide ballot measures approved by voters are now in effect. Some of them kick in immediately. A slight reduction in the income tax rate and the decriminalization of psychedelic mushrooms. Other initiatives will start later. Grocery stores will be able to sell wine, but not until March. New home construction in Colorado Springs has fallen by more than 50% compared with a year ago. CPR's Dan Boy says the slowdown comes as mortgage rates have doubled in the same period.
Just 143 permits for new single-family homes were issued in November. That's according to the Pikes Peak Regional Building Department. It issued 316 permits during the same month last year. Mortgage rates right now are hovering around 6.3%, keeping people from borrowing money to buy new homes. That has not been providing a lot of incentive for builders to help ease a vast housing shortage in Colorado Springs. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Denver Broncos fans have suffered through a difficult season, but they did get an apology Tuesday from the team's new owners, Broncos co-owner Greg Penner.
I want to personally apologize to our fans and all of Broncos country. We know that we need to be better, and we will.
One first step was firing now former head coach Nathaniel Hackett after last weekend's big loss. Assistant coach Jerry Rosberg will lead the team through their final two games of the season. The Broncos play Kansas City New Year's Day. When you make an end-of-the-year gift today to Colorado Public Radio, your generous donation is doubled. Current members are putting up extra money to encourage you to make your gift, and that's easy to do at CPR.org. Thanks a lot for your support. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.